Mommy's taking us to the zoo tomorrow. Zoo tomorrow, zoo tomorrow. Mommy's taking us to the zoo tomorrow.
And we can stay all day. Written by Tripped and Fell. Read to you by Be Brave 13. A 911 fic featuring the pairing Evan Buck Buckley / Eddie Diaz. Additional tags include Alternate Universe, Zoologist Buck, and Social Media. Summary. So, let me get this straight. Hen says, once she stopped laughing at him. Your nerd crush,
Evan Buckley,
Eddie miserably interjects. Your nerd crush, Hen repeats, waggling her eyebrows. At the kitchen table beside her, Chimney is grinning like Christmas just came early. Read your drunk tweet, and then sent you animal facts via DM. Or, Buck's a zoologist. Eddie's pretty sure he's in love. Author's notes. This is set in some alternate timeline post-season 4 where Eddie's still been shot by the sniper, but Buck isn't with the 118. COVID also doesn't exist in this because I like my fix with a healthy dose of escapism. It's also very loosely based off a Tumblr post, which I will read to you right now. The Tumblr post, which is linked in the notes below, is by @MenderAsh. I saw a really cool butterfly expert man on PBS and was so in awe of him and his butterfly knowledge, I tracked down the episode online to see how to spell his name and found his Twitter and followed him, only for the next day to awaken to him having read not only my webcomic, but also my live tweets saying how I want to marry the butterfly man. He said he was flattered. Anyway, the moral of the story is please don't underestimate how far down your Twitter a bored entomologist will scroll. And also, the internet was a mistake. The post was posted on November 3rd of 2023. The title is from Going to the Zoo, specifically Raffi's version, which you're hearing right now, because the author spent too much time with toddlers. As a general rule, Eddie doesn't watch a lot of TV. It's not like he's one of those parents opposed to television on principle. God knows that Chris loves his Sunday morning cartoons, but between his job and Chris's iron grip on the remote, he doesn't get a lot of time to watch what he wants, is all. Hell, he doesn't even have a TV in his bedroom. But, well, he's laid up on the couch with one arm in an uncomfortable sling and nothing to look forward to except 6 more weeks of physical therapy, so channel surfing it is. He forces himself to click past Channel 8 News. He's doing better, his therapist says, but hearing about gun violence in LA is a bit too much for his stomach to handle today, and finally settles on a nature documentary. 2 caterpillars wiggling around on a branch. It's one of the local channels, so the quality's not remarkable. The sound is staticky in places, the camera a bit fuzzy around the edges, but he can't quite bring himself to care. It's not like there's anything better to watch on a Tuesday afternoon, unless he feels like watching yet another rerun of Judge Judy. The camera cuts away from the bugs, and Eddie almost chokes on his spit. Because on the screen now is Evan Buckley, zoologist, standing in the middle of the Los Angeles Zoo and telling the camera all about the mating patterns of a monarch butterfly. Eddie's never been too interested in insects, a lifetime fear of spiders, courtesy of his older sisters, and their pranks will do that to a man, but there's something about this guy's excitement and biceps, okay, Eddie's only human, that has him thumbing the volume button up on the remote.
Monarch courtships have both an aerial and a ground phase,
the hot zoologist is saying, looking genuinely thrilled to be telling the world all about butterfly sex. He's got a little glitter name tag on his chest that just says Buck.
The aerial phase includes hair penciling, where the male grabs the female butterfly in midair and they plummet towards the earth together.
He's wearing glasses. Eddie thinks he might spontaneously combust. The program jumps back to a close-up shot of the caterpillars, now carefully constructing cocoons around themselves, and Eddie grabs his phone before he has time to think. Evan Buckley, hot zoologist. isn't the most eloquent Google search, maybe, but it gets the job done. Before long, he's reading through a local news article all about Buck in the Wild, the latest push by the LA Zoo to increase awareness of endangered species. Eddie doesn't really know if you can count the Los Angeles Zoo as the wild, but whatever. There's a reason he's not in marketing. There's a link at the bottom to Buck's Twitter page, and Eddie clicks on it almost on autopilot. It's verified, which isn't a surprise. Eddie's pretty sure half of LA is verified at this point, and doesn't include a single selfie, which, whatever. Eddie's got eyes. He can see the guy on TV. He doesn't need to thirst after him on social media, too. He still clicks the follow button, just in case. It's always nice to stay in the loop on local news. Over the next 6 weeks, Eddie learns a lot about nature. And Buck. But mostly nature. Because Buck in the Wild is genuinely a really good show. Eddie doesn't think he's learned this much since Mrs. Martin's sophomore biology class, the one where his partner almost fainted halfway through dissecting a frog. Buck's got a way of making even the most boring things in nature interesting. Eddie once sobbed for half an hour after an episode on aphids. Aphids, seriously. He makes Chris watch it one day when he's home from school, stretched out on the couch with a bowl of popcorn between them, and he's just as enthralled as Eddie is, if not more. Eddie starts waiting for Chris to get home before he starts the episode, and it becomes a tradition, the two of them fast-forwarding through the commercials after dinner and laughing along with Buck's lame animal puns. He learns about Buck, too. Little offhand sentences that Buck throws out as he interacts with lemurs and penguins and, on one memorable occasion, a giant panda. He learns that Buck was inspired to get a degree in zoology after watching Zoboomafoo as a kid, and that he has no pets but really wants a dog. He loves talking about his older sister on Twitter and the animals he meets, but very rarely posts about himself. And when he does, it's from the back. Eddie supposes that's fair, given most of his followers seem to genuinely be there for his professional knowledge. He's stumbled into the replies quite a few times to find a lively debate going over scorpion fly flea classification. He's stupidly hot and stupidly smart, and by the time Eddie is cleared to return to the 118, he's got a big, fat crush.
"He's just so pretty,"
he confesses to Karen, more than a few drinks in at the bar they've chosen to celebrate his return to work.
"He's got the best blue eyes in the world."
Karen pats his hand soothingly. "I'll take your word for it."
"No, you don't."
Eddie struggles to unlock his phone, fingers navigating clumsily to Twitter. It's already open to Buck's account, but he can't find it in himself to be embarrassed.
"Look at him. He's beautiful and so smart. Like, the smartest person I've ever seen, I think."
"You talking about my wife?" Hen asks, returning from the bar with another round. Karen laughs and leans up to kiss her on the cheek. "No, his ridiculous zoology crush." Hen fixes her gaze on Eddie, scrutinizing.
"Since when do you have a crush?"
"It's not a real crush,"
Eddie protests, and wow, a few months without drinking has really messed with his tolerance.
"He's a TV crush, see?"
He waggles his phone at Hen.
"His name's Buck. Chris and I watch his show every night."
Hen and Karen are exchanging a fond, married people look that makes Eddie want to take another shot.
"I'm glad you found something to occupy your time,"
Hen says, sounding very much like she's trying to hold back a laugh.
"Seriously, we've all missed you."
Eddie leans in to hug her, relishing the fact that it only makes his shoulder twinge the slightest bit.
"I missed you too,"
he mumbles, an idea occurring to him.
"Do you think Bobby will mind if I play Buck's show at the station?"
Hen snorts.
"You can ask him if you'd like."
Eddie stares down at his phone, still open to Buck's Twitter page. The little icon, the only picture of Buck that Eddie can find, outside of show screenshots, stares up at him, eyes beautiful and blue. It's a very pretty picture. He thinks he should tell Buck that.
"Eddie?" Karen prompts after a minute. "We've lost him," Hen says, laughing, but Eddie's barely listening.
I'm gonna tell Buck how pretty his eyes are. I don't...
Karen protests, but Eddie's already typing. Eddie Diaz, at DiazEddie_87, replying to at zoologistbuck.
Has anyone ever told you your eyes are really blue?
Eddie wakes up with a hangover from hell and 7 new notifications from Twitter.
Which is weird.
Mainly because Eddie barely uses Twitter, only checking it when he needs the local news or when Buck tweets.
Buck. Shit.
He swipes the first 3 messages away. There's traffic on the I-10, to the surprise of absolutely no one, and then pauses, staring at his phone in disbelief. Because right there, nestled between an obnoxious ad for Doritos and a report of a 3-car pileup, is a response from Buck. Evan Buckley, at zoologistbuck, replying to at DiazEddie_87.
I have been told that before.
Chat with Evan Buckley, at zoologistbuck.
I am so, so sorry. I know that's like your official academic account. I'll delete the tweet right now.
No, don't worry about it. Honestly, it's fine. My last few mentions on Twitter were about mound-building termites, so some variety is nice, to be honest.
That's fair. Although, that was a really great episode on termites last week. My son checked out, like, 5 books about them from the library afterwards.
You and your son are fans of the show, then?
We are. Like, genuinely, I'm not just saying that so you'll stop thinking I'm a creep for hitting on you. Been watching you for months. The show. I've been watching the show for months.
Smiley face. That's nice to hear. 2 p.m. isn't exactly a prime TV slot, so I'm glad at least someone is watching.
Well, I've been stuck at home for a while, so it was you or Dr. Phil.
I'm glad I won over Dr. Phil, at least. He kind of scares me, to be honest. He reminds me of a tree frog.
Hey, that's an insult to tree frogs. They're pretty cool.
They are. Do you know that the magnificent tree frog has the largest poison gland of any Australian amphibian?
I have to admit, I definitely did not know that. Got any more fun facts?
Of course. Smiley face.
So, let me get this straight, Han says once she stopped laughing at him. Your nerd crush,
Evan Buckley,
Eddie miserably interjects. Your nerd crush, Han repeats, waggling her eyebrows. At the kitchen table beside her, Chimney is grinning like Christmas just came early. Read your drunk tweet and then sent you animal facts via DM.
It sounds worse than it actually is when you put it like that,
Eddie says, but it's no use. Chimney's already got his phone out, scrolling through Buck's Twitter.
You could do worse.
I'm not doing anything,
Eddie protests, his voice sounding shrill even to his own ears. He wonders if anyone would notice if he hid in the showers for the rest of his shift.
He's nice to talk to, that's all.
Wait, Hen says, eyes wide. You've talked to him more than once.
Eddie rubs the back of his neck sheepishly.
Yes?
Truth be told, ever since that first morning, they haven't really stopped talking. There have been breaks in conversation, sure. Eddie's working more than ever to make up for all the time he spent on leave, and Buck's filming at the zoo almost every weekday, but most evenings Eddie finds himself curled up in bed with the Twitter app open, chatting with Buck into the early hours of the morning.
Eddie,
Chimney says, tipping his chair back on 2 legs. Eddie's glad Bobby's busy in his office. He always yells at them when they do that.
Do you like this guy? Like, genuinely?
I don't know,
Eddie moans, slumping forward onto the table. Hen pats his shoulder sympathetically.
I mean, it's weird, right? We haven't even exchanged numbers, we're just talking on Twitter.
Have you forgot how I ended up with my wife? Hen asks, eyebrows raised.
I think our barometer on weird is a little skewed. which is a fair point. But Eddie's not like Hen and Karen. Eddie's Eddie, with two matching bullet wounds in his shoulders and what his therapist kindly refers to as some pretty significant trauma. He's being self-deprecating again, Chimney says to Hen, kicking Eddie in the shin under the table. Stop that. You're a catch. Hen nods in agreement, and Eddie feels a bubble of warmth rise in his chest at his ridiculous, supportive friends. You are. Your weird zookeeper boyfriend would be lucky to have you.
He's actually a zoologist, Eddie mutters.
Zoologist boyfriend, then? Hen says, looking very much like she wants to laugh. Eddie's phone buzzes once, loud and jarring on the wooden table, and she leans forward.
Speak of the devil, is that him?
Eddie swats away Chimney, who's desperately trying to peek over his shoulder.
No.
Chat with Evan Buckley at Zoologist Buck. Hey! We're filming at the zoo on Saturday for once. If you're off, do you and Chris want to come? Eddie looks up from the screen, mouth dry.
Buck wants to meet up.
That's great, Hen says happily, smile falling at whatever weird expression Eddie's currently wearing on his face.
Why isn't that great?
It's a fair question, honestly. By all intents and purposes, this is what all their conversations have been leading towards. Eddie's even been starting to tentatively flirt with Buck, and he's fairly certain he's flirting right back, but still.
What if this messes things up?
Eddie blurts out, staring at the table so he doesn't have to face Hen and Chim's twin looks of judgment.
I mean, what if we're better off just being online friends?
Do you want to be online friends? Hen asks carefully. Because it's okay if you do. But it's also okay if you'd like something more.
Eddie does want more. Eddie also wants to have a million little blonde babies with Buck, but he thinks saying that out loud would be coming off a little too strong.
I'm gonna say yes,
he decides, picking his phone back up.
Worst case scenario, Chris gets a fun trip to the zoo.
Best case scenario,
Chimney says, rocking back on his chair yet again. You end up married. Chat with Evan Buckley at Zoologist Buck.
We'd love to. Smiley face.
Buck meets them outside the front entrance to the Los Angeles Zoo with two tickets and a wide grin.
Hi, guys!
He greets, as if Eddie's an old friend and not some random guy who thirsted after him on Twitter. He's got a backwards baseball cap perched on his head, which Eddie normally finds douchey, but somehow just works on Buck. Eddie's tongue is suddenly stuck to the roof of his mouth. Chris elbows him pointedly.
Hi, Buck,
he says, with the long-suffering air of a preteen used to dealing with his socially inept father.
It's nice to meet you. Are we gonna be on TV?
Chris,
Eddie admonishes, finding his voice, but luckily Buck just laughs.
Most likely, buddy.
Come on, I'll show you guys where we're filming today.
Today's episode, Buck explains to them as they walk through a side entrance, is on the Californian desert tortoise, which doesn't strike Eddie as a particularly interesting animal, but apparently is cool enough to get Chris excited. He's practically bursting with questions for Buck, who answers them all with a good-natured grin. Eddie forces himself to remember how to breathe.
It's just, there's something almost intoxicating about Buck in person,
the goofy park ranger outfit the show puts him in at odds with his casual baseball cap. Eddie watches as he makes his way through the reptile exhibit with ease, high-fiving staff members and introducing Chris as his esteemed guest in a tone that makes Chris giggle. If Buck on TV was brilliant, Buck in person is like the sun, so bright that Eddie almost has to look away. The area they're filming in today is blocked off to the public, and Buck makes a big show of unclipping the rope and ushering Chris and Eddie through, bowing so low that his hat almost topples off his head. Eddie tries his best not to look too overwhelmed as a producer shoves a stack of release forms into his arms. Judging by Buck's expression, he's not successful.
You okay?
Eddie watches as Chris charms a cameraman into showing off his equipment.
Fine. He says, clearing his throat. This is just... thank you. I don't know how I can pay you back for this.
Quite honestly, Eddie had been expecting more of a public affair. Buck filming in front of a live studio audience, hundreds of families crowded into the bleachers. But now, glancing around the room, at the bench set off to the side with the handwritten sign reading, "For Eddie and Chris only," Eddie realizes that Buck set this up just for them.
It makes something inside his chest glow. "Eddie," Buck says, and Eddie forces himself to meet Buck's brilliant blue eyes for the very first time today. "Seriously, it's fine. I'm not doing this so that you'll owe me one."
"Why are you doing all this for me, then?"
the little voice in Eddie's head asks, but he can't quite bring himself to voice that thought out loud. Buck's smile softens as if he can hear what he's not saying, and he squeezes Eddie's shoulder.
"Listen, I've got to run before my team has my head, but we'll talk after, okay? I promise." "Okay."
Eddie manages to get out, shoulder burning where Buck's fingers had rested a moment before. He glances over at Chris, who has now amassed quite a collection of crew around him.
"Come on, buddy, let's go sit down."
They settle down on the bench to watch as Buck confers with the producer, heads bent together over a clipboard. Buck's explained to him before that the show isn't actually scripted, relying primarily on a rough outline and Buck's own encyclopedic knowledge of animal facts, but it's still interesting to watch it all come together. By the end of it, Eddie's got a newfound appreciation for the Californian desert tortoise and a fluttery feeling in the pit of his stomach. He had worried that Chris would be bored by the end of it. They've been watching the camera start and stop for almost 2 hours, but instead he's been quietly bent over the notebook he insisted on bringing along, scribbling notes as Buck talks.
"I want to be a zoologist,"
he announces to Eddie as the crew packs up, eyes bright in a way Eddie knows means that there's likely to be a trip to the library or two in the near future.
"Just like Buck."
"What about me?"
Buck asks, coming to a stop in front of the bench. He's changed out of his uniform into jeans and a dark Henley. Eddie's mouth goes a little dry at the sight.
"Thanks for sticking around, guys. I know it was a little boring."
"It was really great,"
Eddie says genuinely. He takes a deep breath, feeling brave.
"Any chance we could buy you lunch to say thanks?"
Buck's eyes widen, and for a second, Eddie's worried he's about to get rejected.
"That would be great,"
he finally says, and Eddie's heart begins to thud a little faster. Chris requests burgers and cotton candy in the Elephant Pavilion for lunch, so that's where the three of them end up. Eddie and Buck sitting back while Chris eagerly eats his food as close to the exhibit as he possibly can. He pulls out his notebook as soon as he's done, carefully copying down the facts off the sign, and Eddie snorts.
"You've created a monster."
Buck follows his gaze, eyes fawned, in a way that makes Eddie's insides turn to mush.
"He's a smart kid. Stumped me with a few of his questions earlier."
"He really enjoyed today,"
Eddie offers, carefully brushing his arm against Buck's.
"So did I."
There's something hopeful in Buck's expression.
"You did?"
"I did,"
Eddie confirms, leaning in just a little closer.
"And, not that I don't enjoy lunch at the zoo with my kid, but I was wondering if we could maybe go for dinner sometime. Just the two of us."
"Eddie Diaz,"
Buck says, and he's smiling now. "Are you asking me on a date?"
"What if I am?"
Eddie says, challenging, but he knows he's grinning like a fool all the same. Buck leans in so close that Eddie can smell the sugary sweet scent of cotton candy on his mouth.
"Then I'd say yes."
Evan Buckley, at Zoologist Buck.
"Happy anniversary to the best tweet I've ever received. Love you, baby."
Quote tweet from Eddie Diaz, at DiazEddie_87, at Zoologist Buck.
"Has anyone ever told you your eyes are really blue?"
Author's notes.
"I did far too much research for this, so
Buck's comments on monarch butterflies are taken directly from the paper linked below in the notes. Twitter formatting is taken from Gadwar Sun's repository Twitter, which is linked below. And the messaging formatting is from Codename Carrot and La Temperanza's How to Make iOS Text Messages on AO3, which is also linked in the notes below. The scorpion fly flea classification debate is a real thing, also linked in the notes. The magnificent tree frog facts are taken directly from the LA Zoo website, which is linked below. And the Californian desert tortoise does have an exhibit at the LA Zoo, linked below, specifically in the lair, which is also linked below, which is honestly the coolest name I've ever heard. All other inaccuracies are completely my fault. I know next to nothing about zoology, LA, or film sets, ironically. And you can also find Tripped and Fell on Tumblr, which I have again linked in the notes below. This is the end of part one of the Zoologist book series. Potficker's Notes. I read this fic probably like 6 months ago, and I literally just came across it today on a whim on my tried and true tradition of recording podfic in hotel rooms while on a business trip. I've done it before and I will do it again. So this one is just really cute and I just love Zoologist Book, has my entire heart. This series is just so good, so chef's kiss, and I love fics that have social media in them, so this one was fun to record as well as edit and put in all the little notification noises and message buzzes and all that fun stuff. So yeah, I really hope you guys enjoyed this fic, and I will also be reading the next fic in this series, so I'll probably just post them right back to back. So please click the next work and go listen to part two when you have a chance. All right, great. Again, thank you for listening, and I will see you in the next one. Bye!